Acknowledgements. In some ways, this book seems to have burst into being with all the speed and ferocity of a summer storm in the South. In other ways, it has been the slow work of a lifetime. I am indebted to so many, both those who've storm-chased with me these last months and those who've walked beside me on the long, winding journey. I am deeply grateful for the people and communities who have encouraged me in faith. My grandmother, Robbie Lou Nana Stanfield Blau, who set an early example of faith that defines how one lives. The Reverend Shannon Dill, who has gamely wrestled questions of life and faith with me from my youth group days to this very moment. And for St. Luke's Presbyterian Church in Dunwoody, UGA Presbyterian Student Center, Central Presbyterian Church in Austin, Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary, APTS, Parity's Secret Queer Church Camp, Broad Street Ministry in Philadelphia, Fourth Presbyterian in Chicago, Young Clergy Women International, and Sojourners. I am also grateful for those who have encouraged me in my writing, most of all for my mother, who passed on her own gift to me and then encouraged me to make it my own. And to my dad and stepdad, siblings and extended family, and my friends, Robin, Lila, Anna, Meredith, and my APTS crew, my Sojo folks, and so many others throughout the years, who have supported my devotion to stories all this time. I'm grateful, too, to them all for joining me in this hard, messy work of loving in the midst of disunity. I want to thank my teachers, who are too many to name, and whose support and wisdom have been invaluable in getting me here. In particular, Mrs. Kelly, Ms. Parmalee, Mrs. Gustin, Mrs. McDaniel, Mr. Davis, Mr. Coffin, Mrs. Britton, and Mrs. Jordan, who all saw potential amid my rule-defying, daydream-distracted chaos. Those professors who kept me writing and dreaming in college. And Todd, who I thought was just teaching me improv, but it turns out was teaching me much more. And thank you to the entire faculty and staff of APTS, who gave me 3 incredible years of challenge, wonder, and learning that changed me forever. Of course, none of this would be possible without those who helped bring this book into being in very tangible ways. Thank you in particular to Austin Hartke, who connected me to my wonderful editor, and to Emmy Kegler, M. Barkley, Jessica Kantrowitz, and David Potter, all of whom read, edited, and offered feedback in the earliest stages of this book. And to Brad Lyons and Lisa Kloskin for asking the questions that kept me writing and moving forward. Above all, thank you to Westminster John Knox Press for recognizing the need for this book and allowing it to become a reality. And especially to Jessica Miller Kelly for loving it with me and helping shape and edit it into the best book it could be. I'm grateful for everyone who shows up in this book, whether by direct reference or simply unspoken connection. I'm so glad life allowed our paths to cross. Thank you, Gryffindor.